escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They've lost five straight. It seems to be getting uglier by the day. You had one of the quirkiest innings you will ever see in Major League Baseball. Good news is, hey, we stopped a scoreless streak. I think that's the headline. That's the good part of yesterday. Hello, everybody. Guardians lose 5-2 to the Cubs. Audio courtesy of Guardians Television Network, Anthony Lima, and Daryl Ryder is in studio today for Kenny. Daryl, welcome in. We've got so much to pour over with you. Has it reached the point of, is it apathy? Is it not a tune-in anymore? What is it with the Guardians when you lose five straight and look like they have absolutely no answers whatsoever?
I actually had no intention of watching last night's game.
Wait, Daryl, you were coming on today and you had no intention?
Then I realized I was working this morning, number one. And then number two, I'm not going to lie, it's a pretty spectacular car crash right now when it comes to the Guardians, especially offensively. They are just so ineffectual and anemic at the plate.
Five hits last night?
I mean, the pitching's not the problem. Your starter gives up four runs. You're still in the ballgame. You should still be able to win. But where the Guardians are concerned right now, having lost 16 of their last 23... a three-run deficit. When I turned the TV on, it was 3-0 in the second inning. And I sat there and I was like, well, this one's over, but let's just watch and see what happens. And then, you know, the pickoff inning, I guess we'll call it, happened. But, like, they're just...
Three runs felt insurmountable.
It does. It absolutely feels insurmountable. They are... They can't get the kids up here fast enough. I think if you need to trade Carlos Santana today to make the room necessary to bring these kids up, to get them regular bats, because I'm not in favor of bringing Chase DeLauder up and Kephas up if they're just going to play once or twice a week. I want them up.
The Manzardo special?
I want them up, and I want them in the lineup on a daily basis. So whatever moves you need to make that happen, that needs to get done this week, because this is not a situation where, well, you know, I still believe in these guys. We're going to maintain what we're doing because what we do works. No, what you're doing is not working. You can't. It's been almost a month and a half of this, Lima, going all the way back to that getaway day in Detroit. They got shut out, right? They put the AAA lineup on the field because they won the first three games in the series and said, all right, let's just get out of town here. It's been all downhill since then, offensively. They've not recovered from that series finale in Detroit.
Hey, here's some Steven Vogt on the offensive problem.
Go ahead.
It's hard to pinpoint right now. I feel like we've had the same conversation for a few weeks. We're working. Our guys, I thought, had better swings. We hit some balls hard up the middle. They got caught. Some good defensive plays by them. Thought we had pretty good at-bats off Matt Boyd. Just weren't able to string things together. We just got to continue to work. We're going to continue to work and fight and believe. We're in it right now. This is when you have to get tough. This is when you have to get, you know, let go, relax, and go play.
He's having the same conversations we are.
I didn't want to watch last night. We watched a TV show instead. I put it on my phone, and I was a little disheartened by watching it. Now I'm just mad. I'm just mad. Stop lying to me, Stephen Vogt. You're lying.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I kind of
What's he lying about, Owen?
About how the offense is there.
Having the same conversation.
Like, I'd really like to say go to hell, and not in a way that I want him personally to, but just your comments. Like, just don't try to sell me that stuff.
Well, he's been.
I know better.
Yeah,
I have eyeballs, Steve.
Well, we talked about this yesterday that he's had his guys back. I think that wears very thin after a while when it's so evident. Like, it's one thing to deal with, like, a slump. Every team has their ups and downs in a baseball season. Every team's going to have a bad week. The bad teams have multiple bad weeks, and then it continues to happen. I mean, the Guardians, this has been a common theme running throughout the entire season, and they haven't had any answers. There's obviously, I think you're even past the point. Like, is there going to be some big jolt? Is there going to be some groundswell of excitement when you get the DeLauder news? And when are we expecting it?
I have to think it's got to come this weekend. Okay. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Does it feel like too little, too late anyway?
It's 2 weeks too late.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Basically, we should just start like an exit velocity chant. Every time a guy hits a ball hard, that it doesn't go anywhere, we just cheer for the exit velocity. Right? Because, that's what folks said last night, right? Oh, hitting some balls hard. They're just, you know, they're just outs. Like,
and it's only going to get worse. Like, four of the next five that they are going up against, starting pitchers, have, like, 2.5 ERA or below. So
what you're saying is things are looking up.
Well, you're already making very average to good pitchers look like Cy Young favorites, and now you're going up against the actual Cy Young favorites. What is it going to look like?
Well, going into this game, 35 of the 36 innings they had played previously, they hadn't scored a run. They'd scored a run in this game.
They finally did. That broke a seven.
Actually,
didn't that break a 17 inning scoreless streak?
But now they are at 43 of the 45 innings that they've played. They have not scored a run.
Yeah, that seems impossible. That's what major league teams would do if you were only playing minor league teams. But I feel like even in spring training when they used to, they still do this where they will do the split squad and one team will go play this team, the other team will play like some minor league team. Do they still do that?
They do that.
In the last 31 games, the Guardians are 11-20. 18 of those games, they scored three or fewer runs. They've been shut out six times.
Six shutouts.
That's not a slump. That's a tradition.
And obviously, it's not going to get any better. Owen, you talked yesterday about the schedule. You know, obviously, they have the two games left against the Cubs. Then they have three against... Does Detroit still have the best record in baseball? And then they have three against Houston, 51-34.
Right. They're also good at baseball.
Guys, this is going towards the end of the first half of the season, July 13th, and people could be just completely out by then.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if bringing up DeLauder and, I mean, do we think there's going to be movement on Kafis? I do know they're going to trade.
Well, Kafis can't play until they get rid of Carlos Santana.
Right. They've got to trade Santana. Oof. I mean, even last night, again, Manzardo has to come in to pinch hit. The guy he's pinch hitting for is batting, like, what, 180?
Well, it's so bad they don't even put the batting averages on the scoreboard at the ballpark.
You can't do that.
They put the OPS up there now. They don't even put batting averages on the big board at Progressive Field.
Probably a smart play at this point.
But just think about that. It's so bad they can't put the batting averages on the scoreboard.
I'm sorry, David Fry, not batting 180. He's batting 130.
Oh,
I spotted him 50. I spotted him 50 percentage points.
Well, here's the thing with the OPS, right? So, luckily, I listened to the Dairy Brothers Guardians cast, and they talk about the OPS number is 712. That's the number where you go, oh, okay, like they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Much like batting average, it's always been 300, right? That's right. Where we look at and go,
by the
that's
way,
good.
Right? I hate OPS, but go ahead.
OPS right now, you've got Jose Ramirez has an 860. You got Stephen Kwan has a 777. You got Kyle Manzardo 742, right? Those are the three that we kind of see on the offense. Nobody else is over 700.
And Manzardo doesn't get to play regularly.
Were you happy to see Rochio last night? So, Fry.
Sure.
Fry, 130. Thomas, 164. Those were two guys that we kind of relied on.
Yeah.
I mean, we...
They were the heroes of the postseason last year.
So what was one of the biggest mistakes, obviously, aside from the obvious payroll slashing, which has been well chronicled, was it that we had any expectation that those guys could replicate what they had done? Not to mention...
Well, part of that was injuries and missing,
yeah,
though, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I do feel like when Lane Thomas has been here, he's hitting the ball hard. Good for him, right? Loud outs.
Exit sometimes, velocity, Owen. Exit velocity.
Goes over
exit
the fence.
Velocity. That's, and then that's most what of the time it gets caught.
Bo Naylor batting 166.
Ugh. Our offensive catcher.
Jeez.
He at least threw a couple guys out last night.
Yeah, yesterday.
And what I thought was the most impressive thing was they didn't have to yell at the pitcher on the pass ball to run and cover home. He knew it already.
He knew it.
So Bo made a great play on that pass ball. Once again, pass ball in the major leagues. And then Gavin Williams covered home, and they actually got the out at home.
That great used job, to be guys. My forte.
I have to yell at my 11-year-olds all the time, make sure you're covering home. We don't have that many pass balls, but.
So they have some of the basics down. Yeah, not as many as them. That used to be my forte in RBA baseball, the dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. You would throw the ball around intentionally, right, and the computer could never figure it out. The old NES couldn't figure it out.
Tom Herr was great at it.
And so they would start running around, and you would intentionally misplay the ball, but you'd have to set up the player so that you could make sure to get that relay throw in, and then you would get them out. You'd be like, I outsmarted the 1988 NES computer system. They buttoned things up a little bit later on. They figured things out.
They did eventually get it.
Yeah.
By the time they put out Little League World Series.
But no, then, and Tommy Lasorda's.
Yes.
Was it RBI baseball?
Yeah. Those were the days.
None of those shenanigans were going to work anymore. Anyway.
These kids today don't know how good we had it back in the day.
But what was your favorite, Daryl? What was your favorite sports? Because I don't do the gaming anymore. Like, Ken still is playing all the video games.
He's
Owen.
He's brought in his old PlayStation 2 to play.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the show, he'll just be doing PlayStation 2.
Yeah, we don't even have a console in our home.
We own an Xbox. It's not been hooked up for 6 years, but we own it.
Your kids aren't doing anything, Owen?
No, we're busy with playing sports.
Is that by edict of Owen?
Yeah, a lot of it. And then they also all have phones. So okay, it's not like they're not doing anything. They do stuff on
the
phone.
So when we was a thing, my nephews got that for a Christmas present. So we did like the baseball and the tennis games and all that. And I was completely lost. I'm like, what are we doing here? Can we just like, there's a tennis court down the street. Can we just go do that? There's a ball field around the corner. Can we just go over there and do that? Like, I'm just like, what are we doing here? Why am I having to hit a button to swing and what's the right angle to swing at? Get out of here.
Well, I am worried.
Get out of here with your video games, you kids.
I know we're sounding very old. Oh, and I'm shocked that you have the family that you have and you don't have the gaming going on. I know you guys, your kids are very active. I just assumed even the active kids.
Remember the little black and white screens that we had, right?
Oh, yeah.
They look like the Etch-a-Sketch.
That's what I'm saying. They have Fortnite on their phone. They don't need.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess that counts.
They're playing a ton.
But I think of the kids having the headsets, talking to complete strangers.
Yeah, they can go do that in other houses. We're raising world class athletes here, Anthony.
I understand that. It's like people have told me, like, yeah, I'm playing whatever game against so and so on the Cleveland Browns because that's all those guys do. Yeah. That's all any of the athletes do today.
Well, why do you think they're, you know, in not only the NBA but like the Browns added the virtual reality thing to they're trying to find new ways to teach the younger athlete of today to connect with them for them to be able to absorb the information and the game system thing is a big part of that.
Isn't that incredible, though? I remember watching.
We need to get one of those in there, like a batting cage, then, and maybe have the Cleveland Guardians virtually swing at baseball.
Well, they have that, like,
and then
pitch
they can virtually see a ball, you know, drop into a gap and
a virtual pass ball. Anything that. Well, I do laugh. I remember ESPN Game Day, like 5 years ago, did a big piece on, oh, this is coming. This is going to help quarterback play. They're going to be able to simulate what it's going to be like in the pocket with bodies flying alongside them. And this is going to perfect the quarterbacking skill. I'm like, feels like quarterbacking's gotten no better. All this stuff that they do.
I'd argue it's gotten worse.
You can bring all the brooms you want. These teams are still going to go through 5 quarterbacks this year. And none of it's going to be adequate quarterback play.
Hey, listen, I'm actually hoping to see some brooms at training camp this year out there on the practice field.
Some brooms? Yeah. Are you going to come out there? Are you going to harass the quarterback?
Like, no, we leave that to the assistant coaches, but it's still pretty entertaining to watch when they're running up there with the brooms in the quarterback's face.
I mean, Dylan Gabriel, I'm a little nervous.
He might
nervous.
Not be able to see over the broom.
I'm a little nervous for Dylan Gabriel if those brooms come out. 216-474-0092.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.